Well, first things, did you see the game last night, the Celtics game, and what were your impressions?
I know, I read about it this morning on the way in, so it's a bummer. But there's still a lot of basketball left. I hope they pull it out. They got a great team, so, and the Heat's pretty good, too. So hopefully they pull it out.
Hey, Tom, I got to ask you about your Under Armour commercial.
Yeah.
You enjoy doing it, and did pretty well at the angry part.
You guys probably see that all the time from me out there on the field. I know my teammates certainly do, so it was fun. Yeah, you know, you get asked to do different things at different times, you know, it was a nice part of the offseason, I'll remember. So I'm glad it turned out well. You never know how they're going to turn out. So, you know, I've got a lot of my teammates liked it, so I know it's, you know, it's we did a decent job.
We not channeling your own standy.
Yeah, I know. That was a, like I said, I was laughing the whole day, and then they're like, no, you got to get angry. So I said, okay, let me get the angry part down. So it was fun. It was a, you know, it's hopefully a lot of people watch it and go out and buy some Under Armour shoes.
Julian
was that
says,
Julian
says you've come
Brady
a long way
or,
since.
Or was that channeling your, you know, inner Brady, or is it acting?
No, it's okay. It was pretty much me being me. So the guys, you know, my teammates see me angry all the time. So, you know, it's pretty easy to get riled up. And you know, that part of the acting is pretty easy. If you have to do something you're not really used to doing, that's the hard part, but That was pretty easy for me.
Julian says you've come a long way since Entourage.
Well, yeah, Julian is very critical of everything that I do, so I appreciate his. I'm very flattered that he likes it. So,
can you talk about all the receivers that you have out there as weapons now? I mean, you get a bunch.
Yeah, we brought in quite a few guys, so hopefully the mix of guys that, you know, we had last year along with the new guys can create some different options for us. It's a very competitive position. I think, you know, all of our days of practice have been very competitive, but it'll help our defense out. It'll help our offense out. You know, the more good players you have, you know, the better team you're going to be. So, you know, it's only our sixth day of OTAs. We have obviously a lot of work to do before the season starts, but it's been a lot of fun being out there and seeing Dante and Jabbar, who I've played with before, and I, you know, really love playing with those guys. And obviously with Wes, Dion, and Chad, and Julian, we've got a very competitive position.
Tom, coming that close to a fourth championship, what kind of effect does that have on you? And how much do you go back and think about the last 2 minutes of the Super Bowl there, how things might have gone differently?
Well, I said the other day, you know, that's part of the off season and is part of, you know, learning as a player. And hopefully you get a chance to be in that position again. But, you know, at this point, we try to move on and you try to look forward to what this season's going to be about. And it's a different group of players, different coaches, you know, a little different system. And, you know, you're trying to put together a, you know, a team here that can go out and compete, you know, every single week. So, you know, you don't look back too much on the past and say, what if? I mean, you drive yourself crazy. At some point, you got to put it in the past and move on.
At 35, do you look at it different than you did when you were 25?
I don't know. I'm not 35.
34.
34. I appreciate it, you know, every day. I mean, I think one thing that my injury taught me a few years ago was how fragile this game is, and to be able to take the field, you know, every week is really a blessing. So, you know, maybe, you know, at 34, I feel a little differently in that sense. You know, I love it just as much now as I ever have, and I love being out here for the OTAs. Right in our 25, I was probably bitching about the OTAs, but, you know, when you're 34, you're not. You're saying, all right, let's see what kind of team we got. Let's see, you know, really got nothing else going on in my life, so. You know, try to come out here and do a good job for this team.
When you heard the news on Junior Seau, how did you take it?
You know, probably disbelief. I mean, I was hoping it wasn't true, you know, it was just very unfortunate. I said, you know, everyone had so much respect for him by the way that he approached the game, by the way he approached life. And, you know, he's a very good friend of mine, and it was a very sad day. I'm sure it's sad still for his family and for all of his friends who really loved him so much. So, you know, he certainly missed.
How do you manage making sure that the five new receivers you have get enough looks and still keeping the old guys involved?
Well, you can do that in the OTAs. You know, you can really rotate a lot of guys, and it's a lot of, you know, different personnel groupings and a different mix of guys. So everyone has opportunities, and, you know, when you go in there, you try to do your best opportunity you get. So, you know, it's not a big scheme, you know, game planning type passing camp. It's more of run the plays that we have and see if we can compete against our own defense.
Tom,
I know the Shrivers really appreciate everything you do for Best Buddies coming up this weekend. Some of our Channel 7 guys are on your team, and can you just talk a little bit about that event and how much it means to you?
Sure. We got a game tomorrow night at Harvard Stadium. Hope I see all you guys there. I better see you. We've got a and the bike ride Saturday, so I hope you know, the weather holds off for us on Saturday. But it's a fun event. It means a lot to this community, to all the buddies, to the parents of the buddies, siblings of the buddies, and to try to raise some money and raise awareness for, you know, a very worthy cause. So I've been a part of it for a long time. You know, I'm going to be a part of it for the rest of my life. So you know, I hope we get some great support tomorrow night.
And Anthony doesn't have to twist your arm, huh?
Never. No, it's never been like that. So I've enjoyed my relationship with him. I know how hard he works at it. You know, the commitment his family's made to the buddies and the organization. The commitment his mom made to Special Olympics. So it's a great organization.
Tom, what's it been like to be reunited with Josh on the field? OTAs has been a really exciting part of it, coming back out here and getting to work.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, Billy was great. He was a great coach. I certainly miss him. And, you know, at the same time, it's nice to have familiarity with Josh kind of stepping into that role. So, you know, I really enjoy him. I think we've had a great working relationship for a very long time. And, you know, it's good to see him out there and work together. You know, it's been a fun spring.
Is it like you haven't missed a beat with him?
Well, there's always, you know, getting up to speed with, you know, certain things have changed. You know, what he's done the last 3 or 4 years, and certainly things we've changed. You know, but his competitiveness is still there. His willingness to do whatever it takes to win is still there. And, you know, he loves football, so I think that's why we get along so well.
What kind of a void is there?
Coaching experience has given him anything different?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's still so early, and I really enjoyed working with him in the past, so I really hope that continues. You know, he obviously has more experience, so hopefully that serves us all well. I have a little bit more experience as well.
What kind of void is there without Matt Light on your left side?
Yeah, I mean, Matt was an incredible player for this team and organization, and it's sad when, you know, you see guys move on to other parts of their lives. Some go to other teams, some retire, and Matt chose to retire. And that was, you know, a big decision in his life. So I said before, I tried to talk him out of it, but there was no budging. Matt's pretty stubborn, which made him a good player, but I certainly wasn't talking him out of it.
Hey, Vince claims he has hands. He's been catching some footballs, does he?
I'm going to see. We had 2 interceptions last year. That was close to leading our team, so he's got to start working on his run after catch. Maybe we can use him in goal line situations on, like, the fridge or something. He's a load, I'll tell you that. He's a hell of a player for this team.
Would you like to finish his career here?
Jeb? Yeah, I mean, of course. I said yesterday, you know, there's always contract situations, and it's not my contract situation. So, you know, I don't really comment. I just try to support Wes and his role and what he's asked to do. I mean, you see the kind of commitment he makes by coming out here and practicing. And, you know, he's always worked his tail off, so... You know, I love having him out there with me, and he's one of my great friends, and, you know, hopefully everything works out.
Deion says you have even more control of this team now. What's the difference now, maybe, in the past and going into this season, what you're going to control? What Deion mean by that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, a quarterback should have a presence about him, and you're the coach on the field, so, you know, the quarterback is always the checks and balances of the team. When everyone else can do something wrong, but if the quarterback's holding the ball, because we do it on every play, we can ultimately determine, you know, a lot of what goes on over the course of the game. So hopefully, you know, those guys trust in me. I have to trust in Deion and Wes and all those guys out there that to be in the right spot, so, you know, I can play fast and anticipate what they're doing. You know, if everyone's not on the same page, it doesn't work. So, you know, a lot of what these practices are about is everybody getting on the same page. You got a lot of new guys from other teams, from rookies, and you know, the faster we can get up to speed and work together as a unit, the better team we're going to be.
Is there anybody on the team that might yell at you the same way you yell at one of your teammates if you made a mistake?
Probably Wes. You know, Wes gives it to me pretty good. You know, all the guys that are comfortable with me know they can do it. There's some guys who probably aren't as comfortable yet, but once they get used to it, they have no problem. Guys like Matt Light, I mean, that's why I miss a guy like Matt, because Matt always told me how it was. So, you know, Coach Belichick never is afraid to let me know, you know, what he thinks of what I'm doing. So I appreciate that. That's really what I need.
Going back to Junior for a minute, do you think that maybe one good thing that come out of it. It seems like players, current players, guys who recently retired, they're sort of encouraging dialogue with one another. And, you know, Kevin Falk said he's had guys call into him and say, hey, man, do you feel okay? Is everything all right? Do you think that maybe a dialogue now will be started and players will really talk to each other beyond, you know, X's and O's type of stuff?
Yeah, and what you get out of this game so much is the relationships that you have with the players you played with. It's a very intimate work environment that we have. I mean, we're with each other more than we're with our families over the course of the football season. So, you know, when you're a locker mate or you're a position mate, you know someone very well. And you know, you always have concern for them, not only as a teammate, but, you know, when they leave the facility as well. And that transition, I've heard, is hard, you know, and we'll all have to deal with it at some point. But hopefully, you know, we can deal with it as best as we know how. If we need help, you know, we can seek it out.
You look a little lighter. Is it the new haircut that got you a little publicity?
Thank you. I'm glad. Thank you. Hopefully it's more, you know, redistributed. So, I feel like I can, you know, go out there and hang with the guys at conditioning. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Back to the video real quick. Do you ever find a Boston accent kind of
as annoying as that one?
Tripping in?
No. I've heard plenty of them. So,
you never go home and they say, hey, you're kind of starting to sound like them.
No, not too often. It's hard to get the California out of me. But I've been living here for going on my 13th year, so this is my home. And, you know, I don't think I'll ever kind of take over that accent. But
do you think you'd live there after your career is over?
I don't know. I mean, I love it back here. My family loves it. I love those winters. You know, those cold, snowy winters. You never know.
That's starting to sound like a no, Tom.
I know. Thanks, guys.